All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trading. It is Thursday, August 26th, and this is your stock market update in 15 minutes or less. Now, let's go ahead and jump to the charts here. Take a look at what happened yesterday. S&P making a new record high once again. Just squeaking by with a 2/10 gain, but enough to send the index to new records. The Dow up slightly yesterday. Market's just kind of grinding higher here. NASDAQ also making new records, pulling back a little bit from the open, but still closing at a new record. S&P and NASDAQ sitting on a 5-day win streak. You see that, a lot of this came earlier. Last 2 days have been relatively quiet because the focus is on Jackson Hole and the Jackson Hole Symposium, where central bankers are going to meet, this time virtually. Looking at futures are mixed. So we have the mini Dow up a tenth of a percent, so slightly higher. The E-mini S&P down just a little bit. A tenth of a percent. NASDAQ dipping just a little bit here. So if we look at a 5-minute chart, we'll take the E-mini S&P. 5-minute chart shows a little bit of a dip here. And this was because of some data being released this morning. So if we look at the economic calendar, we do see that preliminary GDP came in at 6.6% annualized. So it was a tick up from the last reading of 6.5% annualized, but just a tick below what analysts were expecting. So this was, not necessarily bad news, good news, and it does show that the economy is still growing. So that's a plus. Unemployment claims a little bit higher than expected, above the forecast, also above last week's unemployment claims. So this is the number of Americans filing for unemployment for the first time, and just a little bit higher, but you could almost say that it's in line with expectations. Analysts were expecting just a slightly lower number than last week. Not a big change here, but it does look like traders looking at that reaction, initial reaction negative, bouncing back a little bit. We could see if it's the same for the Nasdaq. Yeah, same for the Nasdaq. Not getting the same bounce, but a little bit of a dip, and then just sideways. Dow actually dipping and coming right back after those reports. So those reports, of course, usually would be bigger reports or something that traders would really keep an eye on. But we've mentioned all week that the Jackson Hole Symposium is the focus this week, and it's kicking off today. So this is where it was going to be held in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And a last minute decision last week to make it virtual means that it's now a virtual event for the second year in a row, being held online because of COVID. And this is where inflation, interest rates, bond tapering, and the impact of the Delta variant all on the table with central bankers discussing what their expectations are and possibly hinting at new policy. Fiscal policy and just whether or not there are plans to get back to some normalcy. Speaking of interest rates, New Zealand is the first developed country to raise rates in the pandemic era. So yesterday they did that. And you know what? I want to say New Zealand, but then South Korea popped up too. So I might need to take a closer look at that or correct me if I'm wrong because I have two countries here on my notes. And I want to say it's New Zealand, but then in my notes I had that South Korea raised its rates by a quarter percentage point for the first time in 3 years. So I want to make sure I'm presenting the right information. If you know which country raised rates yesterday by a quarter percentage point, go ahead and correct me in the notes because I think I might have messed that one up. Nonetheless, nobody's raising interest rates yet, and this symposium could potentially be that catalyst where people start talking about, hey, the economy's been snapping back, things are looking pretty good, maybe inflation is transitory and not that big of an issue. And maybe we start hearing about interest rate projections and also bond tapering. Anyway, let's come back to the charts here. And let's take a look at some earnings movers. Look at Salesforce here. The ticker is CRM. And CRM up 3% pre-market at 268. Does this, gosh, I had to really adjust the chart. Yeah, that would be a new record, it looks like, for Salesforce. So Salesforce earnings beat, company reported $1.48 earnings per share versus a 92 cent estimate, also reporting a revenue beat, and they issued an upbeat outlook with companies still moving to the cloud. So CRM up nicely pre-market, up about 3% there. If we look at a few others here, Dollar General, DG the ticker, reported earnings and is down 5% pre-market. So taking a bit of an earnings hit. Gosh, I'm on a 5-minute chart. That will help. But here we could look at this, and we see that 229, 222, 90, really erasing some progress over the last couple of weeks here after earnings. And they reported mixed results. So the company beat earnings estimates by 10 cents a share, but they missed on revenue. And I think the bigger concern is they offer lower expected earnings forecasts for the year. So Dollar General taking a little bit of a hit. Let me go back to CRM now that I realized I was on a 5-minute chart. Yeah, and it still looks like we might be looking at new records for... Not quite. August of 2020 got some highs here. So not quite at record highs, but definitely making a move towards them. Okay, let's go back to daily chart. All right, so Dollar General taking a beating pre-market. Dollar Tree also reporting. Dollar Tree almost a similar move to Dollar General, and their earnings were almost similar to Dollar General as well. So Dollar Tree down 7% here, taking a bit of a earnings hit. And Dollar Tree, they saw similar results. They had an earnings beat, but they missed on revenue. So almost the same thing as Dollar General. So taking some heat here, pre-market, dipping back below 100 bucks a share. Okay, Ulta looking hot pre-market. Ulta, yeah, this could be new records for Ulta as well. Looks like it. 413 a share pre-market, up almost 6% here. Ulta Beauty reporting some strong numbers. The company doubled their earnings per share estimates and they beat revenue. They also raised its full year outlook. So just a real impressive, post-pandemic move here, similar to many companies that slide back in March of 2020, making its way back. And now, I guess, some normalcy or trying to get back to normalcy aside from the Delta variant, people returning to the workforce. It looks like beauty products are hot right now. So up 5.9% pre-market. Another cosmetic, well, this is a cosmetic maker, COTY. They're up 7% as well. So cosmetics, beauty industry seems to be doing okay. They reported a bigger loss, but they announced that their annual sales growth should continue and be strong. So reporting a loss for the quarter, but their forecasts are attracting traders and investors. And it looks like we're going to see about a 7% jump on COTY. One more here. Let's look at Williams-Sonoma. So WSM is the ticker. And WSM up a whopping 15% pre-market. So that's how this looks. Are we looking at new records? Yeah, looks like it. Looks like some new records for Williams-Sonoma. So Williams-Sonoma, they're up almost 15% after an earnings beat. Also announced a 20% dividend hike. So that dividend increase, that was what we saw yesterday with, I think it was Camping World, was it? I can't remember. Anyway, some companies are now increasing their dividend and people are loving it. No, it was Dick's. It was Dick's Sporting Goods on the dividend hike. So the company reported 324 earnings per share versus a 261 estimate, with spending on homes and decor continuing. Let's look at just one more. Retailers, it was interesting. We saw a little bit of a dip on some retailers, and Abercrombie and Fitch also taking some heat this morning. So Abercrombie down over 6% pre-market. They actually reported an earnings beat, but they missed on revenue. So they reported $1.70 earnings per share versus a 77 cent estimate, but they did miss on revenue. So down about 7% pre-market, getting right back into this range. So this might be an interesting one to take a look at today, but definitely taking some heat pre-market. Now, yesterday, the CEOs from major companies like Microsoft, Apple, and Google met at the White House with President Biden to discuss cybersecurity. Cybersecurity definitely being an issue with these hackers and ransomware attacks, and it's obviously going to continue to be an issue. And Microsoft pledged $20 billion over the next 5 years to deliver more advanced security tools. Alphabet slash Google said they would invest $10 billion to strengthen cybersecurity and to train 100,000 workers in this field. So, we could take a look at Microsoft. MSFT is the ticker. Didn't really seem to have an impact on their shares, good or bad. Apple, same thing, down a little bit yesterday, flat this morning. And we could look at Google. Google up a little bit, down a little bit today. So it didn't really have an impact, but big companies committing to cybersecurity. And I think that's going to be a big theme over the next year, especially with these crazy ransomware attacks, crypto heists, and whatnot. So it looks like the government with the bigger companies are definitely trying to combat that. While we're at it, let's just look at these meme stocks. AMC, that huge move 2 days ago, yesterday, down just a little bit, down pre-market. You can see GME. Is GME doing anything? Okay, so giving back, not that follow-through like we had that first round when we saw the meme stocks going crazy, where they just exploded out of nowhere and kept going. Here, there's that big one-day move, and then it looks like some profit-taking. Down a little bit yesterday, and also down a little bit pre-market. So we'll see if the meme stocks are back, but so far not too exciting after that one-day bump. So today, again, we're heading into this Jackson Hole Symposium, and Fed Chair Bernanke is expected to speak tomorrow morning. So for the next couple of days, that's going to be the theme. That's going to be what traders have focused on. Central bankers all getting together, talking about policy, talking about interest rates, bond tapering, talking about the impact of inflation, and just how the Delta variant is impacting their economy. That's going to be a big deal. So we'll see if any news comes out that gets the markets moving. But right now, looks a little bit mixed as we head into the open. So I'm going to pop over to our mastermind group where we trade the markets live. For those mastermind members watching, see you in just a minute. And for the rest of you, thanks for joining me today. If you like this video, you like this update, please give it a like. And until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.